Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, we're going to be talking to Glenn Spencer in just a couple of minutes on what's happening with education, pardon me, with immigration. But, you know, there's so many things you read about what's happening. I was reading an article today where they were holding an investigation before the United States Senate, and they brought in a government official who admitted that over a million illegal immigrants had been arrested here in this country, and then they were all promptly released, and 85% of them were supposed to have been deported. And do you realize that only 15% of them came back to be deported, and all the rest of them, just after being arrested and named and targeted, they didn't come back for their hearing so they could be deported? Do you realize that the government is actually paying now local hospitals to give free medical care to illegal immigrants? Do you realize that we are subsidizing the education for the children of illegal immigrants, or even for the illegal immigrants themselves when they come in and they go to college here? Why would we do things like that? Well, you understand, of course, that we have people in government who have a different agenda. And everybody all has to do with destroying this country, that we have traitors working in Washington, D.C. Our president, the president of the United States, referred to the patriots who are down on the border guarding it as vigilantes. And, of course, that has a very demonizing tone to it. To call them vigilantes is to demean them, to question their patriotism, to suggest they're being irresponsible. And you'll be pleased to know that Senator Ted Kennedy agrees with President Bush in that remark, that these are vigilantes, and we should have the federal marshals down there checking on the vigilantes. But then why should we be surprised at that? When you understand that the Bush Foundation, headed by George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, in the year 2003, gave their award for the most outstanding citizen or legislator in the United States to none other than Senator Ted Kennedy. So if you really believe that there is a dime's worth of difference between the two political parties in their internationalist goals and their determination to destroy this country, to destroy our culture, to actually create a multilingual society where they can breed chaos and then ultimately control. If you have any question about that, I hope that you'll listen to what Glenn Spencer has to say. As Glenn is down on the border with the American Patrol, trying to, you know, at least demonstrate to the American people that we are not trying to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. And some people say there are 8 million illegal immigrants. Some people say there are 12 million illegal immigrants. Glenn, how many people do you think there actually are here illegally?
I include in illegal aliens, people who are born here to illegal aliens, and if we include that, I think it's around 20 million.
All right, fine. And, of course, the president, our patriotic president, wants to make them all legal, to reward them for violating our laws. Why would they want to do something that foolish unintentionally?
Because they want to erase the borders. We're being, as you said, we're being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. Big corporate power, gigajillions of dollars, speak loudly, big public unions, the Catholic Church, the Ford Foundation, all of these globalist powers could care less about the nation of the United States of America.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest today is Glenn Spencer from the American Border Patrol, and he is, of course, down on there on the border. He's been working at this subject for many years, trying to demonstrate to the American people that there is an organized, orchestrated, and conservative effort to destroy this country. And one of the best ways to do it is to destroy the culture of our country, to keep the borders open so that the illegal immigrants can come in, and of course eventually breed chaos so you can play one race against the other. And the people who are coming into this country, I don't blame them at all for coming in and violating our laws, because they know that we're not going to enforce the laws. They know that they can get all sorts of benefits here, that they can make a good living, that it'll be far safer here than living in their country where they came from, which is totally lawless. Unfortunately, what they're bringing with them will eventually lead to the same sort of lawlessness here. So with that as the background, Glenn, why don't you pick up the story?
Well, you may be looking over Monterey Bay, but I'm out looking over the San Pedro River Valley. I look right into Mexico. I'm 1,100 feet north of the border. There was a little ridge line between myself and the border, and that's good because it gives me some security. But looking at an angle, I can look off into the distance and see Border Patrol vehicles. I can watch the chase this morning about an hour ago. I helped them round up 25 illegal aliens a quarter of a mile from my house. They are everywhere. They know that they keep, as long as they keep trying, they will make it. Nothing happens to them when they are caught, but they are just put across the border to try again. It is the most outrageous game of cat and mouse. It is a game that they play all day long, trying to catch these people. Now, we're working on we're here at the border to expose this, and we have a way to do it. I can't reveal over the phone. But we are working on a way now that in the very near future, we're going to expose in graphic detail so that even the most casual observer could understand what's really going on down here. And we're going to show them in beautiful color video what is really going on at the border in a way that they can understand and see that this is outrageous. This is an intentional act of malfeasance by the part of our government and the President of the United States.
And, of course, don't forget about the Ford Foundation and the other foundations actively working, you know, to encourage illegal immigration, financing MALDEV and LULAC. Why? Because their loyalty is elsewhere.
That's right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Glenn Spencer, and people don't like to think about things like that, but, you know, this is really happening. And one of the major thrusts of the leaders of this illegal immigrant movement is to actually join California and New Mexico and Arizona and Texas to the motherland, which is Mexico. And people say, that's just foolish talk, but these people are deadly serious, aren't they, Glenn?
Well, of course they're deadly serious. And this last Sunday, I had a guest column in the Tucson Daily Star. They asked me to write a column about this group of people that is putting out water stations to help the migrants. And they asked me to write a 750-word guest column. And I did so carefully footnoting and referencing every fact that I presented so they could hardly challenge it. So they ran the piece, and I've gotten quite a response from this piece. And basically, what it says, it establishes the case that this is a wholesale invasion of the United States by Mexico. It is a deliberate policy of the Mexican government to send its people north. It has a policy which goes back to President Cardenas in the 30s when they decided to restrict external investment, and that rather than their being overwhelmed by our dollars, as I say in this article, we would be overwhelmed by their people. And this was a deliberate policy that coincided with their dream of La Reconquista.
And that is, of course, reclaiming the countries that were stolen from them there in the last,
so
I guess, two centuries
ago. They were purchased from them as a result of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo of 1848. But what was incredible, and I point this out in this article, that on May 30th, the BBC did a documentary called Mexifornia. And this is a direct quote from their reporter. "The Latinization of California is nothing short of a revolution." They go on to say, whether Latinos, after they've taken over, then decide to push for greater autonomy, to seek a political agenda of their own with closer ties to Mexico and Central America, is very much up for grabs. In essence, what I'm saying in my article, the BBC is saying that the sovereignty of the United States is up for grabs.
And, of course, it would never have been a matter had it not been for the leaders of both political parties who certainly have no loyalty to this country but to this internationalist dream. Because we could close our borders if we wanted to. We don't want to. They protest, we're going to try harder next year or the year after that. But they're not really trying, are they, Glenn?
It is a sham. It is a game to defraud the American people. That is what is going on. As I look out my window, as I do some things here, we have a new listening post here. So using electronic devices, which I cannot reveal, we are getting into the innermost workings of the Border Patrol. How they work, what they use, the technology they use, how they dispatch people, everything. We are learning the innermost workings, and also from some friends of ours in the Border Patrol who are beginning to give us an insight. And I can't say too much, but we are beginning to form a picture.
Yeah, well, anybody in the government who tells the truth about what's going on is going to lose their job, going to be persecuted.
Correct.
They may even end up going to prison or even worse.
We are under threat at all times that if they are caught revealing anything, they can get fired. And so there is an oppression. And so the Border Patrol agents run around in an atmosphere of fear and intimidation. But some of them are brave enough, and they know that we are honest, competent people that will protect their identity. And so we're beginning to get a picture like has never been painted before by anyone of what is really going on down here. And it's important that we finish this picture, and we're getting close. We need the public's help to do it. It's not an easy task. We're a non-profit corporation, 501c3, American Border Patrol. You can get to us through AmericanPatrol.com. But we are making headway, and what I hope to be able to do in the not-too-distant future is to make a document which is essentially an indictment of the Border Patrol, demanding that Congress launch a massive investigation going after specific items, and we're going to detail them, and it'll be a 10-count indictment of the federal government. And it will be in a bill of particulars with backup documentation of exactly how they deliberately undermine the Border Patrol's effort to control the border, how high officials in our government surreptitiously change the rules, place restrictions on the Border Patrol, place restrictions on their budget very carefully to essentially emasculate their ability to enforce the borders.
My understanding was that when the Minutemen were down there, the Patriots guarding the border, the orders were put out from some people in the border, high officials in the Border Patrol, not to be arresting people so that the militia would not look good?
That's correct. After the militia left, the word came out from management that they were not to have more arrests after they left. We were the ones who broke that story. That was from our source. We broke that story. We have the dateline on it. We were the source of that leak.
In other words, so anything to demean the people, the patriots who really value this country and trying to protect it, and, of course, to make them look bad. And, of course, you have to understand why this would be happening. You know, when you tell this to the average individual, that there is an invasion taking place in America today. 20,000 people are being brought in here illegally. They are being encouraged to come in. They're being financed to come in. They have their own organizations. And yet the average American finds this so difficult to believe that our leaders would really allow this sort of thing.
They think that they're really out here trying to stop them, and they just don't have the... It's too hard. That's nonsense. They're not. It is the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people. It's a fraud. They could stop this in a minute. But they won't. They don't want to do it. And it's going to take people like us and others, like the Minutemen Project and so forth, to keep the pressure on them, to expose them. That's what we have to do. We have to expose them.
And, of course, the Minutemen were down there. They were really risking their lives because some of the people on who come in do have weapons, don't they?
Well, they can, but under the circumstances where the Minutemen were operating, they really weren't right on the border for the most part. There were some that were fairly close. But there was an unwritten rule in these amongst these coyotes and these smugglers. You don't go around shooting Americans. Because if you start doing that, they will really crack down and nobody will get across. So that's something that they have no history of doing.
Well, I heard at one time that there were some Mexican soldiers on the other side of the border that were firing. Is there any truth to that?
They have actually fired on Border Patrol agents.
I see.
As a matter of fact, on June 1st, our unmanned aerial vehicle was flying along the border, and we saw a Mexican Army Humvee, one of the open models with troops stacked in the back, come east, westbound along the Mexican side, and as they passed, went past a Border Patrol vehicle on the American side that was sitting there stationary. Once they got past it, they circled back around and backed up into a brush, and all of the soldiers got out and started positioning themselves on the Border Patrol vehicle. Now, our UAV operator is a former Army sniper. He was in the National Guard for 12 years. He said, "My gosh, they're positioning on the Border Patrol. That's an aggressive move by armed troops, right?" So he called the NACO station and warned them, and the Border Patrol officer got out of there. We have all of this on tape, all of it on tape from our unmanned aerial vehicle.
So all of these things are going on, but of course we're hearing about it, but this is not being emphasized by the media. They would rather talk about Michael Jackson and Scott Peterson and other very vitally important things.
You're right. That's right. This Michael Jackson, this nonsense, has taken up most of the media time. While the United States of America is being invaded, and this is going to lead to a massive civil unrest in our own country. And I have said this, and I believe this, and I know this. Thousands of Americans are going to die as a result of this conflict. I know this as sure as I'm sitting here.
I think the people in Washington, D.C. know that, but out of chaos can come order. But, of course, it'll be the order that will be with a total dictatorship and the loss of all freedom. After all, look at that. This, we're going to have to do something. Why, we've got all these people that we've let in, and they're acting violently, and they're committing crimes. Why, we're going to have to take away everybody's freedom to maintain liberty.
Well, I think that that's going to happen.
And well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree or you disagree, give us a call of 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, before you came on, I was simply pointing out that there apparently had been a recent investigation in Washington, D.C. before the Senate where high government officials came in, and one of them admitted that over 1 million illegal immigrants had been arrested and then released and told to come back so they could be deported, and most of them just didn't come back to be reported. Why would they violate our laws like that?
Well, we've been reporting on this for years. I mean, this is nothing new. They've been doing this. Because they say they don't have the detention space. And we've been reporting on this. We've been saying there is no enforcement of U.S. immigration laws at all, anywhere. So it's an open border. Anybody can come in, and they let them go. And Congress knows it, the President knows it, but just the people don't know it.
I mean, but they got plenty of space in there for tax protesters and others, but they don't have any space in there for the people who are... they could put away Martha Stewart, you know,
sure.
Who committed a terrible, terrible crime. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you will understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi,
have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free. 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, along with the invasion, why the people are bringing in diseases from south of the border. In fact, many times the doctors down there, if they have people who are seriously ill, will actually ship them here to America because they know they're going to get free medical care, and the American taxpayers and the people who use our hospital facilities are going to have to pay for it. We've had outbreaks of multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, which doesn't respond to the regular types of medication, and it's coming in from south of the border, along with whooping coughs and leprosy. We didn't have leprosy, and now leprosy is dramatically on the rise in America. Of course, we're bankrupting our hospitals, we're bankrupting our school systems, we're losing our jobs to many of the people here. They're actually willing to work for a lower wage than the Americans are, so we're lowering the living standards, and it's all part of the program. It's part 10 of the Earth Charter, which is the master plan for everything going on, the redistribution of the wealth within nations and between nations, because, of course, many of the illegals coming in here are shipping money back to their families south of the border. Well, Glenn, as you tell people about what's going on, what is their response? Are they said this really couldn't be happening, or they're not really planning on taking these states away from us? Are they?
Well, for the first 12 years... people generally did not listen. One of the converts I had was a gal by the name of Ye Lingling, a Chinese immigrant who had been active in this field, and she went before an audience and said, you know, for years I thought Glenn Spencer was a racist when he was talking about the Mexican Reconquista. But she said, you know what? He's right. It took me years, years of study, and she studied law in France, and she said, it took me years. And guess what? He is right. He said, Glenn Spencer, for her very words, for many years made me feel uncomfortable. I thought he was racist. It took me several years to put the pieces together. That's Ye Lingling, an American conservative and a spokesman for the Diversity Alliance and one who is now speaking out about the Mexican conquest of Aztlan.
And, of course, there are many good Mexican people here in this country. They're hardworking people. They came in legally. They're here, and some of them are even in positions of responsibility, and they're speaking out against this because they realize...
I'm working with Andy Ramirez on a project for a Minuteman project for California coming up this September. So Andy is speaking out, and he's of Mexican descent.
And, of course, they realize that when America is destroyed, where will they go? But the illegals coming in here don't realize they're being manipulated by the leaders of their country and the leaders of our country as well. Let's go to Fred calling from Salinas. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to ask your guest, do you know what I'm talking about when I say the King's Highway?
Oh, yes, right.
That's the road
Real.
That connects all of the... missions up and down the coast?
Yes.
Okay, well, what was your point?
The point is that right now there's a massive road building thing going on the old King's Highway. I looked at a map of the old King's Highway, and for some reason there's a road rebuilding project going on the whole thing now, and they're ripping up the old pavement and putting on super heavy load-bearing roadway on it. So,
what point are you making?
I'm not quite sure. I just want him to think about it. Why would they do that?
Oh, okay, fine. Well, thanks so much, Fred.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. That's Fred calling from Salinas. And, of course, our guest is Glenn Spencer. We're talking about the invasion of the United States that's taking place today, and anybody who speaks out against it is labeled a racist. This has nothing to do with race. It has to do with preservation of this country. And I feel, and I think probably Glenn would agree with me, that many of the illegals who are being brought in here and encouraged to come are being manipulated just exactly as the American people are being manipulated.
Well, there's no question about it, and as I said, you know, in my piece this last Sunday, that basically these people who are dying, and the issue was these people who are dying need water, and I make the case that Mexico encourages these illegals to come across. In March 2001, the news of Mexico City. Mexico's border czar said, quote, if the Border Patrol finds you, try again. They issue comic books on showing how Mexicans how to get past the Border Patrol. And even the left-wing governor of Arizona complained that it's how to illegally cross, not how to legally enter the United States, she complained, Governor Napolitano. And they have, you know, because of Mexican government propaganda, the Mexicans believe they have a right, if not a duty, to come to the United States. And I have a tape of a Mexican, and this is a translation, and he's talking to a public broadcasting TV journalist.
Oh, that's all right there. We'll have to get that when we get back.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future?
And procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Glenn Spencer from the American Patrol or the American Border Patrol. And before we go on, Glenn, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your organization.
Okay. I live right on the border in Palominas, Arizona. I'm 1,100 feet north of the border. We do have a mailing address in Sierra Vista, which is American Border Patrol, or ABP, 2160. East Fry Boulevard, F-R-Y, number 426, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85615. And, of course, we can be reached at 1-800-600-8642 or through the Internet. And the best way to get to us there is AmericanPatrol.com and then get the American Border Patrol link. The AmericanPatrol.com is something I do. It's a privately funded effort. It is the most popular website in the country on the issue of illegal immigration. We're approaching 12 million hits, and we get about 20,000 visitors a day.
All right, fine. And here you'll actually get a chance to see some of the pictures of the people coming across the border.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody down there can see them. But you're not going to see this on CBS or ABC or NBC because they don't want to focus your attention day after day after day on that, because the people who control the media have a different agenda. Somebody called in, and we're going to go to Gary and Mike, who are hanging on the line right now. I just asked them to hang on a little bit longer. But somebody called in and said, look, what can the average American do, since obviously the government doesn't want to do anything about it? The people of great wealth in this country don't want to do anything about it. The people who control the media don't want to do anything about it. So what can I do, and this is the caller calling, what can I do as the average American who's concerned?
Well, the easiest thing they can do, and it doesn't cost anything, is to pick up the telephone and use one of the toll-free numbers that's on AmericanPatrol.com and call their congressman and say, we want the border controlled. Do something about this or we'll replace you. That's the easiest thing you can do. And do it often. Every day, get up and make a call. Go to AmericanPatrol.com. Find the issue of the day. You will see what we have issues up every day. Get informed. Call your congressman. Every day, call them up and say, I just read this. What are you doing about it? And if thousands and thousands of people would do that every day, they would be forced to take action. Next, I think the priority is to do what you can to help expose what is really going on at the border, to help us expose them. You can do that in a couple of ways. You can join one of the Minuteman Project volunteer groups, and you can link through those from American Patrol. You can donate money to us. We don't work that much with volunteers. We work with high-tech people to expose the Border Patrol using high technology. The other guy's kind of a brute force, boots on the ground. We're more sophisticated. We use some sophisticated techniques such as unmanned aerial vehicles. So you can help donate to us. Or if you have some technical skills, you can come down and volunteer to help us.
Okay, fine. I think those things are all important. Earlier, of course, Glenn had talked about Congressman David Dwyer. Now, I knew Congressman David Dwyer 20 years ago. I had dinner with him, talked to him. 20 years ago, he was a good American. Today, he's a traitor, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's sold out, of course, for the power that goes along with part of the elite who have a different agenda, who have a different dream, a different worldview.
Well, but once they get into power, they realize where the money is, and the money is held and controlled by those who want open borders. And if he wants to stay in that cushy job in Washington, he'd better align himself with their goals and objectives, and he has done that. And also that means that he is a traitor, and I agree he is.
And, of course, when he comes up for election next year, why we need to have people running in that congressional district and every congressional district throughout America will vote to protect America rather than spend $200 million to justify sending our troops over to Iraq or maybe $300 million before this thing is over. Right. Well, why don't we protect America first? But you have to understand that's not the agenda. Let's go to Gary, who's calling us from, Southern California?
Yeah, Simi Valley, Dr.
Okay, Dave. Go ahead.
You can really tell what the agenda is. We were coming into the United States the other day from England, and my family of five, and we were actually with a tour group, and they hauled two out of the five of my family members off for additional processing. We're actually Canadian citizens here legally with green cards. And they said, look, I said, what's going on here? And they said, well, we're worried about duplicate cards and blah, blah, blah. And so they wanted fingerprints. And then he hauls out this retina scanner. And he was pretty friendly. So I looked at him and I said, tell me how this is going to help you to identify that I'm who I say I am. And he goes, oh, well, it's not. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, honestly, this is just building a database.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. They're getting our pictures, our fingerprints, our DNA, our iris scans, everything you need for a dictatorship.
Yeah, and basically he said, honestly, it's starting with people with green cards, and then we're just going to start pulling over people with regular American passports.
Right.
It's all coming, and you can see where their effort is, as opposed to on the border, keeping illegal immigration out. And it really kind of struck home with the other day.
Did you ever have a feeling if we live in a world gone mad, there are only a few of us who are really still sane?
Yeah, and I'm afraid that it's not a big number.
I think it's a growing number. At least I hope and pray it is.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you because it really struck home with me this week that all of their efforts are, in fact, on the exact opposite to what they say they are.
All right. How would you respond to that, Glenn?
Well, I agree that they are building a database, and I agree that they do want control. They're slackening off on the FBI so that they don't even need a order from a judge to do a search. They're using this 9/11 attack as an excuse to invade our privacy. I believe that is true. and to get greater and greater control over it.
And, of course, if they really thought there was a threat of terrorism, they would have sealed the border. And why haven't they sealed the border? Because they know what they don't want you to know, and that is the threat of terrorism is not a serious threat. If it were, they would have sealed the border. They would not keep the airports from racially profiling people of Middle Eastern origin. Oh, we couldn't do that. No, we got to treat everybody like they're a terrorist, especially that little old lady over there, or a 76-year-old man like me who sets off things when I go through because I've got a couple of artificial hips. Anyway, thanks so much for calling, Gary.
Okay. Well, I was in Washington, D.C., with a Minuteman, and we did some graphics work back there, and I had to buy a great big knife. And it turns out I brought it back on the airplane in my luggage after they inspected it.
I'm just glad they didn't find it. I could hate to think of that headline. You know, Glenn Spencer found a smuggling lethal weapon on board.
It was just inadvertent, but they opened my carry-on luggage, and this huge razor blade knife that was about 6 inches long was sitting right on top. And he didn't even see it.
Yeah, well, maybe the Lord was looking after you. Let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. Just a quick comment and then a question. For your caller about the highway, that's 101, as I understand it, for a state to receive federal funding for highway construction, they have to include in the design long straight stretches of a mile or whatever for the purpose of, for the future purposes of landing large aircraft there. And so now this is the first I've heard about any ripping up and putting in the super heavy construction your caller mentions, but I'm not surprised to hear about that going in. But that could well be what he was seeing. Was there planning on maybe making use of that you know, as an airfield for maybe bringing Mexicans in? Okay. Who knows? Could I ask a question, though, about Aztlan and perhaps the mythology of that? As I understand, it's not a real story that they hold about it, this area, the Southwest, being a big spiritual
home of the Aztecs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at the time the Aztecs were running around killing people and eating each other's hearts, Southern California was occupied by hunter-gatherer Indians such as the Gabrielones, after whom the San Gabriel Mountains are named. They were hunter-gatherers, very primitive. They didn't even have agriculture. They didn't know who the Aztecs were, and vice versa. There was a severe desert between Southern California and Mexico. They had no seafaring capability. They had no communications. The Aztecs were never in Southern California. So this idea that this is part of their homeland is complete bunk.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Also, what about the purchasing that you talked about, that the United States actually purchased the land that the Mexicans say that we took by force?
That is correct. It's part of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And in 1998, I attended the 150th anniversary of that treaty, and it was at the Southwestern School of Law, and they had lawyers there and everybody, and one of the lawyers got up and said that the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo has been recognized as valid internationally, and we purchased this land legally, and it is part of the United States.
And what land did that encompass?
Well, part of Texas, but Texas has already ceded, had joined the Union as a separate independent republic. But it was principally California, Arizona, and New Mexico.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let's go to Chris's calling from Kentucky, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Chris, did you have a question for our guest?
Well, I had a good compliment on this, because this is a problem where a lot of the people, Mexican-Americans who became citizens, went through this. And I've talked to some here in the Louisville area where I live, said this is not fair for just having the borders open, letting them across where anybody can come through. And it seems like, you know, let me give an example. During the Kentucky Derby, we had more black helicopters, we had more military, we had more police than ever before protecting the Kentucky Derby, and nobody's watching the borders. I mean, this is a problem. It seems that they're watching us more than they are the borders. You know, it's incredible.
Absolutely. By the way, the black helicopters are down here. 3 days ago, I got a picture of one right here, completely black. It flew over right just next to my house, next to my neighbor's house, who's a quarter of a mile away. that it flew into Mexico. Out of sight, went down into Mexico, and a few minutes later emerged back out of Mexico, came into the U.S., and then flew along the border.
So maybe there really is a Santa Claus. Maybe there really are black helicopters.
Oh, I got a picture of it.
I have no question. I mean, they use those to terrorize people. I mean, we had a friend of mine who put out a video that was very critical of Bill Clinton. It was called The Clinton Chronicles. He had 10 visits from the black helicopters. They would come right down to the ground and just sort of stare at him. That you could imagine, you know, right down to the ground level,
right,
and kicking up the dust. They did the same thing to one of our friends here in the Watsonville area.
My neighbor is a recently retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, and this neighbor said that helicopter had no markings on it.
Right. And, of course, they do this to intimidate people. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people out there. Anything else you want to say, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to say that just between the two parties, we see this political aspect of the borders a lot. You know, and a lot of the Republicans particularly get upset and say, well, those Democrats didn't do anything about the borders. So Bush gets elected, and, you know, the borders are still wide open. I tell people, well, that's okay. He'll handle it. Then they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
It's just, it's the same thing with the Republicans and Democrats. It's so staged.
Until you, well, we have a newsletter I've forgotten. I think it was my March newsletter that talked about the myth of the two-party system. If you haven't read it, it's up on my website at radioliberty.com. Glenn, how would you respond to Chris, who's saying doesn't seem to be there's much difference between the Republicans and the Democrats?
Well, I believe, you know, we were talking about, have you seen any changes? I see changes. You know, J.D. Hayworth, the Arizona congressman, I was talking to him in Washington when I was back there at the end of April, and he was opposed to troops on the border. He was opposed to Arizona Proposition 200. When the Minutemen came out, all of a sudden, boy, he's seen the light. He's now on board. Now he wants troops on the border. Now he's supporting all of this stuff. We're seeing a sea change. We're seeing a development. And we may see a candidate emerge for president in the year 2008 who is going to ride into the White House on the back of the illegal immigration issue.
You mean Hillary Clinton? I mean,
it could be.
I mean, Hillary Clinton is coming out, you know, even talking against how she's against abortion. And, boy, talk about somebody trying to move to the middle.
That's correct.
And for next
I really believe, in fact, they had, I believe it was on Lou Dobbs tonight, Stein, who was a big reporter with Newsweek magazine. No, it was Time magazine. And he was saying that this could be one of the major issues of 2008. And you might have a populist come in and ride into the White House on this issue. I mean, they're now saying it. And I think they're worried. And you see these votes in Europe where they're rejecting this European Union.
And, of course, this is really all part of exactly the same movement. It is the effort to unite the Western Hemisphere and impoverish the American people.
That is correct.
Okay, Chris,
so we're beginning to see some movement.
Chris, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, that's it. I just want to give your other callers a chance.
God bless, and thanks so much.
God bless.
Okay, fine. Of course, that was Chris from Kentucky. We had Gary from Southern California. We had Mike from Santa Cruz. And we've only got about 3 minutes or so before we have to let Glenn go. So, Glenn, you know, I think your idea of everybody getting on the telephone every day and calling their congressman, now they're not going to get their congressman, but they're going to start counting those votes. And besides that, you can get to be on a first-name basis with their legislative aid, either in your local community or back in Washington, D.C. And when they know that there is people understand what's going on and they're going to be held responsible for the betrayal of this country in the coming period of chaos, well, you know, and because there is going to be chaos when the jobs go away and these people can't get work, and of course, why there is going to be increased resentment, because this is their country and we stole it from them. They've been taught that in school. They're told that by their leaders. Why, they're even told that right here in America by the leaders of Moldav and LULAC, who are financed by the Ford Foundation.
That's correct. We aren't financed by anybody. Ford Foundation gives millions and millions and millions to people who are fighting us, and we put this thing together down here on an absolute shoestring, but we're making it. We've been here for 2.5 years now, almost 3 years, and we're having an impact, and we're already influencing, have great influence on the way the Border Patrol is operating. We're blowing the whistle on them, and we're going to move ahead and put pressure on. I believe in my heart of hearts the best thing that I can do, the highest and best use of my time and all of what I know, is that right here to focus right on the border and keep the pressure, unrelenting pressure on my government to expose them daily to the point where they eventually have to cave in and do what they're supposed to do.
And one or two people can have a tremendous impact if there are other people who are standing behind them. So, you know, at least you've given yourself and your time and your effort and your money, because I know you financed a lot of this on your own. Well, God bless you for everything.
Thank you very much.
God bless you for everything you do.
God bless you.
And let's get your telephone number out just one more
time. 1-800-600-8642 or phonetically 1-800-600-VOICE.
All right. Thanks very much. Thanks so much, Glenn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Glenn, I've known for a long period of time. He's a dedicated patriot. He's doing everything he can. He's working full time, and he has been for many, many years, trying to save America. And I was simply asking, what are you doing to try to save America? Because remember, once freedom is lost, it will never be regained. And there are people who have a different agenda. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it and understand what this is really all about.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Ode to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
If you're looking for a comfortable rent
the last several years, if so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We have a wonderful video. It's called The Conquest of Aztlan. It's actually made by Glenn Spencer. And you'll actually hear the leaders of LULAC and Maldive talking about, well, if you're an Anglo, why, of course, you better think about going back to Europe where you belong, because we're taking over here. And many of these people are in key political positions, and they're being funded by the Ford Foundation. We've got a great book entitled Importing Revolution. It's 169 pages, not that expensive, written by a former congressional aide who went into the background of how the Ford Foundation is funding this whole thing. Why would they do things like that? because Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. And if you haven't read my book, A Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Henry Ford was a close friend of Thomas Edison, who was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who was a Luciferian. Henry Ford was a Mason. Henry Ford backed Adolf Hitler. Henry Ford backed the communists. And today, in Gorky, in Russia today, why they still are producing the Ford trucks there at the Gorky plant, which is certainly was created by Henry Ford here in the United States. And yet Henry Ford justified backing Hitler because, of course, he was anti-communist. Which of us doesn't understand that isn't why they backed Hitler at all. It is because they were part of this spiritual hierarchy that is moving towards the New World Order and the destruction of Christian civilization. That's why the Ford Foundation does what it does. Now, if you'd like to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, it's one of the five most important books in my library. It is available through Radio Liberty. Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Helped to change my life almost 43 years ago. One of the first books I read. And when I suddenly began to wonder why these people of great wealth were funding communism and socialism, and helping to believe to bring the brutal communist regime to power in communist China, why they were backing the Institute of Pacific Relations, that was instrumental, of course, in forming American foreign policy to undercut the nationalist Chinese and bring the communists to power. Well, you need to understand, of course, that nothing is as it appears to be. The book, Importing Revolution, the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and the video, The Conquest of Aslant. The Conquest of Aslant. Very professionally done. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy, a free copy of our newsletter on the myth of the two-party system. And remember, I was on the Central Committee of the Republican Party here in the state of California for many years, a member of the Central Committee, until I finally realized it was all a fraud. Both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people. Before Arnold Schwarzenegger, and incidentally I agree with what he's trying to do now fiscally in California, but before Arnold Schwarzenegger was, of course, allowed to run for governor, he had to be approved by George Shultz, and was Warren Buffett took him over to England to meet with Lord Rothschild. This was all cut and dried. They did not certainly want to have any chance at all of getting an honest-to-goodness pro-American conservative in there, so they brought in a member of the Kennedy family. Maria Shriver is a Kennedy, and Arnold spends all of his time with the Kennedys, and little wonder he's put in some of the most liberal Republicans into key positions there. But you see, this is all determined by the establishment. Who is George Shultz? Why, of course, he is a follower and a member of the board of directors of the Gorbachev Foundation. And, of course, it was Gorbachev that wrote the Earth Charter, along with Marie Strong, and along with Stephen Rockefeller, Professor Stephen Rockefeller, which is the new Ten Commandments for the world. In fact, they keep it in the Ark of Hope, the Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And when you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, then everything begins to make sense. There really are evil and wicked people out there. If you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, and pray for Glenn Spencer, too. He's doing a great job. And so until, well, tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.